Gavin's dead.
Ah, yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
I had to like really think when we were doing that. To say,
you really did, because you're so used conditioned.
4 years.
To saying Davin's Den for four years, you know?
Really?
You know?
I think that went pretty well.
I think it did. I was happy with it.
So I hope it was good for you guys, too, because we were, you know, we're doing an unusual thing, a different schedule.
Yeah, we're not saying despicable things.
No. That was the. Oh, I had to control myself. Motherfucker! Piss bucket! Oh, good. Phew.
I mean, for there to be somebody who's involved, who gets hired for penetration, and for me not to go on 10 minutes on that.
I know. As soon as he said that, I'm like, no!
It's like, yeah, we all said, all right, nobody has to, nobody go for it.
Nope.
There was no stupids involved. It was like, you sucked. Pip didn't get peed on for a whole hour.
Nobody said, really?
I did mouth a really to him on one thing he did.
He mouthed funny. Yeah. Oh, yes, I saw that.
Silent reallys will be fine.
Yeah.
Silent reallys. Actually, we need to have, like, little place cards, really, shown to each other.
But I do agree with you after doing that, yeah, we can't be nice to each other for a long extended time.
No.
We'll go nuts.
That was difficult.
No, I don't like it at all. It doesn't feel right.
No.
It doesn't feel like people should treat each other that way.
No. Wrong.
With common niceties and respect.
Yeah. You.
No, no. I mean, no. We actually could do a show like that. We just have to get used to it.
Well, because remember, I'm still in talks with a syndication company to take the whole show onto terrestrial and everything. So it can still be awful, but we have to be clean while doing it.
Clean awful.
Clean awful works.
Really, and stinks and stupids are fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm really thinking now.
Lisa missed the stupids.
Well, we're still here.
We've conditioned.
Don't worry, don't worry, dear. There's more show left. Believe me, we'll get them in.
Oh yeah.
There's plenty of stupid to go around. Yes.
There's lots of time for vicious.
But there's lots of time for vicious.
I like
now
that.
It's time for vicious.
But did you guys like the antivirus to boring radio?
I did like that.
So I was like trying to come up with something. Because I want to make it a little different. Because like on the top of our regular show, I change it every week, but I'm trying to come with different
slogans.
Yeah. Brain has there's not that much gray matter that's still useful.
I know, the MRI proved that.
Yeah, exactly. Joe hit me with a coconut over the head. And told me to climb the tree like a good little monkey. It was terrible.
I got to find that on the internet.
Look up Piper's Pit, Roddy Piper.
I remember he's getting fights. I mean, I remember some of it. You know, he's getting fights.
Funny.
He's great.
By the way, because we were talking about Benin again, and I just Googled Benin Republic, and over in the corner, Google has a little map, and I clicked on it. The first picture that comes up in the left-hand side to show you, ooh, here's the map, and this is what it looks like in Benin. It's huts.
Well,
I was like, oh, my
we
God.
We assumed.
Yeah.
We racially profiled.
We assumed
and we were
correctly.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not a racial profile if you're right.
Yeah. No,
it's a fact.
Exactly.
It was a geographic profile.
But it is kind of interesting to look back and see how naive we were on that.
We knew nothing.
Now, going forward, you know, if we do do this as a weekly cyber show, there's a good chance that we're going to come with new scamming the scammers, ones that you guys haven't heard yet. But, I mean, we're just doing a demo right now, and that stuff was really good. And the audience has built over the years, so, I mean, it's brand new to a lot of people. But you can listen to the sound quality and everything. It wasn't where it should be. It was kind of
Well, like
scratchy.
I said, it was done at the compound, and, you know, and how many drinks Ann had him. Had in them depended on how the audio was going to get hooked up.
We run on booze.
Apparently, he liked me that week because I'm really loud. Yeah. And you're yelling down a hallway.
Yeah,
and
I sounded
you're saying
really,
the most.
Yeah, it sounded far away. But we've come a long way. But it's always good to hear Flory and Belinda. Hey, we got a little bit more with Belinda. Maybe we'll get to it. I don't know. It's kind of late in the night. I want to do something else. I want to get off the cyber stuff, intelligence stuff.
Okay.
I've had enough of that. I've had anger and I've had intelligence. Only one of those things do I channel regularly.
Anger. Let's get to the anger.
And this is why.
Really? You didn't see that coming?
I set you up. Him. I knew exactly what I was doing. Right. And like a shark, you know, like chumming for a shark, there you were, Jaws.
Oh,
bite,
yeah.
Bite.
We're going to need a bigger newspaper. Hit him on the nose. All right. So you guys are probably aware that this show is fond of cursing, although we don't do it as much as we used to, as Joe told us when he added those clips and everything.
Holy smokes, did I have to mop that segment up. You folks heard that? You got every other word out of us was a curse. I had to sit there for an hour and a half and pull every dirty word out of there.
You guys were despicable.
Oh, yes, we alone.
I'm sure I was as quiet and pristine as a church mouse.
Really?
I was taught by my father, the sailor. That's where I got my speaking.
Sure. But anyway, so there are curse words, and it's possible that there's curse words with one of our closest allies, closest friends from whence we came, England, that we are not taking proper usage of.
Yeah, they have a lot more interesting ones that we have not been taking advantage of.
Well, I mean, I still think fuckface stands on its own as a good old American curse.
Mm.
No, fuckface.
Oh, fuckface.
Yes. I mean, if it's good enough for a Billy Ripken baseball card.
You know, I've been a patriot all my life, and Greg's done the word fuckface, and I use it for all the years, and I stand proud. Reminds me of Mama and apple pie and youngins and the white picket fence. So when you're standing out there in the heartland of America, think fuckface.
He's thinking youngins and fuckface in the same sentence.
It kind of like started as like an Appalachian and kind of morphed into Ronald Reagan as he went on.
Mr. Gorbachev, you're a fuckface.
Well, you know, that's what all the Republicans are going to be saying with their hearkening. You know, what Ronnie would have done if he was with the Iranians, he would have told the Ayatollah exactly what he was. A fuckface.
You're a fuckface.
Yes.
And I'm voting for Trump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That says so much about you. None of it good. But anyway, we're not going to do that right now. Oh, I can't wait till Thursday when Trump takes on all these assholes.
Oh, the debate. Is it Thursday?
I'm going to be at a softball game.
Let me ask
game.
You a question.
Are we doing that now?
No. Well,
I thought we were going to do cursing.
No. Just a quick question.
We'll get back to that.
I thought he bowed out of the. I thought he was not going to be in this debate.
No, I haven't heard that. Did it happen today?
I was listening to something yesterday.
Maybe that was all.
Alluded to that he was not going to be part of
really?
It.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Maybe that was on all
I
the
hope
other...
I hope I'm wrong.
There's no reason to watch if he's not going to be.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half. It's a year and a half away. I could care less what they want to say. I just want to see Trump nail all these a-holes and be the biggest a-hole on the stage. I can't wait. Yeah. I might skip my softball game to watch.
Yeah, you really don't want to watch unless he's there because these other numbnuts, boring.
There's one thing about Trump that you got that I've respected all along, and he calls them on. Well, all the other ones where five of them were going to the Koch brothers to meet with the Koch brothers and powder their rear ends and everything. Mm-hmm. Trump's like, yeah, watch them. Look at them all go begging because he's got $9 billion, and that's the one thing I like about Trump. He's like, he really doesn't have to pay for it.
He doesn't need it.
That's the one thing I like. I don't like him about anything else, but that I gotta go. You know what? I like that. He's the one politician who you know. He can't be bought and paid for. Now, he might get bought and paid for, but he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need to pay.
Which makes it more despicable if he does. But at least right now, he's saying, go on, beg, suckle at the Coke teat. I don't need you. I'm very, very rich.
That is actually really good.
Yeah, so I do appreciate that aspect of it. I don't think I'm very, very rich is a qualifying to make you president on its own.
But the thing about it is they all are. I mean,
they're all rich.
They're
all
rich.
Yeah, but they're not Koch brothers rich.
But
Trump's Koch brothers rich.
But nonetheless, they all are millionaires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not one guy that was driving a Hilo and decided he's going to run for president. You know, I mean, they're all rich.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're all millionaires.
But they're all very well-to-do.
They're all pretty wealthy.
You think Bernie Sanders is a millionaire?
No.
I don't think Bernie Sanders is. No, I don't think he is.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And I mean, is Bobby Jindal a millionaire? Is Chris Christie a millionaire?
I would say Christie, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, he's only been working in government. They don't make that much as, like, governor. Or
I mean, because he was an attorney for the state for a while,
yeah.
Chris Christie. So I don't know if he's a millionaire.
I don't know if they make tons. He may or may not be. I'm not sure.
All right, so let's lower the bar, though. Compared to the regular American,
let's put it this way. I'll make it so everybody can understand, all the fans. If they walked into an office with cat pee, they would have sucked up the $50 and walked out.
Yes,
they
can
afford to do that.
Absolutely. I did not.
And now we'll move on.
Trump goes in a big suit and he's going to, oh my word, I'm leaving.
What was I doing at the Pip Helix house? I smell like cat piss. little does he know is really Pip that peed on the suit because she's not a fan.
Yeah, it's like, just wait. Let me just inch a little bit closer to him.
And while you're peeing, Mr. Trump, you're fired.
All right, but enough of that. Let's get to some of these British curses and decide whether we should be using them or
I
not.
I like them.
Bloody, and this is how it's used. Used to intensify pretty much any idea. Stop bloody swearing.
I love that. I love the word bloody. Stop bloody swearing.
I don't use it very often. It kind of seems like an extra unnecessary word.
Yeah,
my experience with... Bloody was an old G.I. Joe character. He was supposed to be from England, one of the bad guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a patch and he had like a fake arm and everything, but he used to say Bloody all the time.
Oh, you had the small G.I. Joes?
Yes.
Oh, I was a big G.I. Joe guy.
Aren't you special?
Of course you were.
Oh, because the bigger G.I. Joes ruled.
Don't encourage.
No, the bigger G.I. Joes ruled.
The bigger G.I. Joes?
Yeah. With the Kung Fu grip. You were beyond the Kung Fu grip.
Ooh, Kung Fu grip. G.I. Joe's rule. But where the smaller ones don't have Kung Fu
grip?
Joe,
that's where it really would come in.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't use bloody because it's so English. It almost sounds like, what are you trying to be, Madonna? Pretend to be English?
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think I could use bloody unless, you know, like, you know, when we were done, she was...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great word, but it's out of my vernacular.
Yeah.
A lot of great words are out of your vernacular. I'm surprised bloody. Vernacular made it.
That was bloody stupid.
No, mine was better. But yeah, I mean, it would seem like we're trying to put on airs. And you don't want to come on putting on airs when you're trying to curse.
No, because then it sounds like now you're trying to be real and in the moment, and you're being pretentious.
Yes, pretentious. You can't be a pretentious... you can't be pretentious and genuinely angry.
It's out of character. It's out of a character. You know, out of character to use bloody.
Yeah.
I'm not dismissing it. Like I said, it's a good word, but no.
Not for us.
No, for English people, it's great.
Not for your den dwellers.
No.
Bollocks. Now this one, well, I'll tell you what it means. First, it literally means testicles, and you use it when something goes wrong. Bollocks, I broke my teacup. When someone lies to you, bollocks, you cheat. Or when something is awesome, this crumpet is the dog's bollocks. Now, my exposure to bollocks, well, that didn't come out right at all.
Yes, it did.
Usually got a pair of them.
Yes, Joe, I usually do have a pair of bollocks.
Have you found less than one?
Is there something you'd like to share, Joe? Are you working with less bollocks than the rest of us?
No. I'm not Lance Armstrong.
Okay. But anyway, my exposure to bollocks was Chef Ramsay. Kitchen Nightmares. It was originally filmed in Europe.
Right.
If you get BBC America, you can still watch the old ones. And he would say bollocks a lot. I like bollocks. I think I've used bollocks.
I've used it too. I have a friend from England, Barry,
Barry Bollocks.
Barry. His name is not Barry Bollocks, thank
worst
you.
Worst porn star ever. All bollocks, no cock.
I'm the worst porn star ever. My name's Barry Bollocks. But the thing is that
just see a porn actress just playing it. Enough. When's the rest of it coming out? Her hands getting tired, really.
She's getting carpal tunnel.
Yes. Can somebody take care of this? He's all bollocks, I tell you.
Well, the thing is, I've seen him use that many times in conversation.
Wait. Use what?
The word bollocks.
Oh, the word.
Yeah, the word.
Having an argument with a guy, all of a sudden his trousers are down.
Yeah,
the hell
he just whips them out.
I'll solve this right now.
You know what? You win.
This proves my point.
It's over. The soup is a little salty. I think this was a little extreme, and I don't think this was the right place, but you know what? I'm not going to argue anymore.
Wait a minute. If you're going to drop trout, I think I know why the soup's a little salty now. Yeah. It's a cream soup. All right.
You know, when we don't bail her out, she just keeps going and it gets worse.
It's fun letting her go.
That's what I try to do, but you know, sometimes you jump in and help her. I'm like, why?
Not this time.
No. I like this approach better because it just gets worse.
Did you know that there's a basement in this barrel?
Yeah, really. Like, you're digging to China tonight.
I know.
Maybe you can find some of them hackers, those black hat hackers.
Well, I found the back door.
Go on. Do tell. Was Barry Bullocks involved?
No.
Barry Bullocks. He's no Rex Rod.
Well, as a matter of fact.
He's no Limp Bizkit, stupid.
I've only ever used the word bullocks when I am arguing with Barry. Because he's using it.
Yeah, I like it. It's one of those words that if you hear, you want to use. It sounds cool. Bullocks. It's a cool sounding word.
But it's like if you're somebody from some like a country. You know,
we all are, Joe.
Well, I mean, so like,
I knew what he
hello,
meant,
Barrel.
Hey, look at the wine cellar down here, Joe. Come on in.
When you get a chance, we'll look in the closet and find the fence.
I did it off air. That's the difference, stupid. My stupidity's done when that's not being broadcast.
Yes, when no one else can tell.
Exactly.
But if you have somebody that comes from, you know, a foreign country and you talk with them, like my buddy Mick Thomas, he's a comic from Ireland.
Yeah.
And I'll hang over and work with him. I'm like, all right, lad, cheers. You know?
Right. And it's kind of fun doing that with them. But when you're doing it for a joke, because if you start to morph into their accent, you know behind their back,
I'm
they're
a
going,
morpher.
What an ass. Oh, so am I.
I'm a like when I go down the south, all of a sudden I'm picking it up a little bit. Not as much as y'all, but I'm picking it up a little bit. If I'm talking to British people, yeah, I stink.
I start to pick up their accent. Yeah, yeah, it's
nobody
bad.
Picks up a Jersey accent. Nobody goes, I want to talk like a trucker.
Not on
no offense, truckless Tom.
I think people would rather pick up dog shit before a Jersey accent.
Truckless Tom.
Truckless Tom.
No.
Truckless Tom. Truckless Tom. although Tom pleased me today. Tom.
Did he really?
Did
well, that's
he?
Nice.
Well, I wasn't delivering one of the loads he wakes up to, if that's what you mean.
Did he grab you a bullocks?
he most certainly did not.
It must have been bloody fun.
No, but I got nostalgic for classic Trucker Tom, if you will. He posted on Facebook, they like Beanie Babies come out with a Cecil the Lion little Beanie Baby. Really? Mm-hmm. So Trucker Tom goes, how much for just the head?
So evil.
It was so awful. Like, this
brilliant.
But great.
Brilliant,
yeah,
dude.
I'm like, this is what I miss.
Brilliant, dude.
I like bitter, angry Trucker Tom.
That, you know what? That's what
the
we live
non-load-bearing Trucker Tom.
Not in the way you're thinking.
I'm not I just repeat what he posts.
I know, but
who
you
am I to assume?
Brilliant, dude.
It was great. I loved it. It was great.
It was good. It was real good.
It's like he's sharing his evil that he usually saves for the den pen with the rest of the world.
Glad to have it back.
Well, more of that, sir. More blatantly offensive, insensitive things,
how
please.
How much for the head? How funny is
that? You got to give credit when credit's due.
I know.
All right. Next one. Pissed. Drunk. I'm pissed after just two martinis. No. No, no.
No, you're pissed before the martinis start flowing.
I'm pissed. That's why I'm drinking the martinis. Pissed means angry. That's the way pissed means to be.
That's right.
Exactly. You, Joe?
I've used that on occasion.
So have her cats, but we're talking about the
word.
It's the old piece.
Laugh, a little laugh. Hey, Mr. Davin. All right, anyway.
It's nice to have a song and a dance on the way down to the barrel.
No, I've used pissed in a while. You know, boy, I got pissed last night, yeah.
See, now,
yeah, but we usually assume that means angry from you.
Yeah, I would assume.
But it depends. Like, if I'm in the context of a party, yeah, I was at the compound last night. I got pissed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would.
That, you know, the different way is
I
was at the show yesterday. And I was pissed. It was got and then was.
Got and what was? Wait a minute. You got pissed or you were pissed?
Right.
I see what you mean. You got pissed.
I got drunk. I got pissed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but if you're still in the act of drinking and you're pissed, then you know, I'm pissed.
Then you should stop.
Okay.
Sucks. No. No to the word.
No.
Rat arsed. An even better way to say you're drunk. I'm rat arsed after 4 months.
Nope.
Now, after four martinis, excuse me. Well, that'd be a little much. I like the word arse. And I have a lot of friends on Facebook that are from other countries that like the word arse.
Yes.
I will throw the word arse when I'm talking to them. Like, oh, you know, being a real pain in the arse. I like arse. Rat arsed? Little much. A little much.
Right. One step too much.
Yeah, we don't need to introduce rodents to this, especially when drinking.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Don't want to introduce rodents to the area of arse?
Hi, Pip. I got coffee on.
You know, if somebody would show up on time, we wouldn't have to put up with this all the time.
Wait a minute. He's been here for a while, and I'm still me.
No, but we don't know if he's going to be here.
Yes, we do.
Where am I going?
Good point. I got nowhere to go.
I'll
just go to the pen, the den, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
See what
about.
Happens when we have to be clean?
I know. Stinks. Difficult.
Sod off. Go away. Get out. Sod off, Cornelia or Joe. I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones. It's just not a term I've heard before, but I think I could embrace sod off.
Yeah, I could.
Joe, sod off.
Nah.
Pip, try saying Joe, sod off.
Sod off.
All right, see, you went too much.
I went English.
It's pretentious when you're putting on a fake accent, Madonna.
You have to say it with an accent. Sod off.
Sod off.
Or sod off.
That's just because what you're, but I feel
but
like.
That's how you, but because I think it is English.
Yeah, but I think if Englishman heard that, they'd think you're making fun of them.
If
you're
it's
doing it in
out,
their accent.
It's just a word that's out of character. In the American.
No, I've often felt that way towards present company. I don't think it's out of character
at
all.
You just go for it and say suck off. That suck off.
Suck off?
I meant fuck off.
Do tell. Party at Pip's house. She's going to be unfurling her pants and there'll be some sucking off.
I meant fuck off. My mouth wouldn't work.
I guess she's going to be pissed beforehand, Joe.
Suck off. That means your mouth is working.
Yes. I know.
Good times. Get her out of the barrel. She's got work to do, Joe.
Oh, dear God. This strain of working clean got to me.
Well, now we know what you really think. I can't wait to go home and suck off.
Suck off.
And Mr. Helix is waiting.
Yeah, he's started tapping his foot just
like
then.
Like a Cheshire cat.
Berries. Cats. Just waiting.
Soiled sweatpants. It's all there.
Waving
all
them.
There.
Waving.
And clutter at Pip's house.
Waving them like he's a bullfighter.
Oh, my God.
I like this one coming up. Muppet. Someone stupid or gullible, like an actual furry puppet creature. You're a brainless Muppet. I like the word Muppet. Stop being such a Muppet.
I never heard this before.
Well, there's a whole show. They have movies.
I mean, I never heard this as a word for that. I never heard that usage. You son of a bitch. No, I don't mean like, you know, Kermit. I meant I just never heard
Hi-ho,
of this.
Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog.
That wasn't bad.
Man of one imitation.
Yeah, if I'm getting credit for one, way over my bar. I'm very happy with that. And it's impression, Joe, not imitation.
That's true.
I probably... Yeah, see, you fucked it up, stupid. You can't even insult me properly. And you've had so much practice.
Joe, you put on the coffee down here, but you forgot to get the half and half. Damn it!
I like Muppet.
Okay.
You don't like Muppet?
It's fine. It doesn't... That one particularly, because I never heard it before, I don't have it in my head in an English accent, so it's not like...
It doesn't need an English accent!
To use. Well, that's...
Henson made an empire off this word!
I know, but using it in that... Like you're stupid. I never heard of that.
You have.
For the purpose of this, Joe will be the example.
I know he pointed.
Joe,
I
could,
all right. Joe, step up.
Joe, and he points at him like
Joe. I'm trying to get the countdown from Pip on the last segment, and she was being such a Muppet. It sounds right.
It sounds terribly accurate.
It does. Doesn't it sound right, Joe?
Not the way you phrased it. It's got to be more like. You know, she was trying to get a bloody thing done. She's a Muppet.
Stop it with your fake Cockney accent, all right?
But that's the way you have to say it like that. That's
I don't
the way
think
it
you
works.
Do.
That's
well,
the way it works.
Where what we're going at is, would you be able to say that in your normal American accent and not sound like a Muppet?
Yeah. I think I could use Muppet and everybody would know what it means, and I don't think I need an accent.
I don't know.
I
don't know if everybody
Nobody
would
Nobody hears the word Muppet and go, well, that person's very bright. Nobody hears that. You think of a puppet without, you know, with a hand up.
No, you think of Kermit or Animal or Miss Piggy. You don't think or you know.
And Muppets weren't and the Murrit the Murrits. I'm a Muppet.
You're broken.
You see,
too.
It's right. It sounds right.
But the thing is, Muppets weren't stupid.
Right. Well, gullible. You know.
Or gullible. I mean, Muppets weren't
not compared
stupid.
To what I'm working with, but still, on the grand scheme of things.
Lisa says she thinks of Fozzie Bear when she hears that. See, we're brainwashed
You're
to think of the actual
it's stupid.
Puppet.
Now, when we say Gavin, you tone right in on that. But
try using me as a curse. See if it works. Go for it.
I've used curses before your name.
Now I'm asking you to use my name as a curse.
Such a Davin.
Yeah, you know what? He is such a Davin.
Yeah.
Such a Davin.
You wish. But there was no British accent for when
High
you did.
Praise
He's a fucking
these.
Davin.
You know what? That actually classed it up a little bit.
He's such a Davin.
He's such a Davin.
You Isn't know it? What? I've never seen a bigger
Comes
Davin.
Comes in all obnoxious yelling and complaining. He was such a Davin.
You know Comes what? In. I live here.
I'm using it in a
he
sentence.
He walks down
Stupid.
The stairs and he comes in and he is such a Davin. It's really annoying.
Maybe the accent makes everything sound better.
I think the accent makes everything sound better. I think I could start reading the telephone book and we'd go, well,
that's I don't know
posh.
If sexy talk would work with that accent.
Oh, yes, it would.
That's
come over
right.
here, Governor.
Don't ruin it. She's going.
Come over here, Governor.
Governor? What the hell? Do I 350 pounds? Do I have to unfurl
my
pants?
What are you,
pants?
Blowing Sherlock Holmes?
What, are you about to suck off?
I see.
I see, old chap.
I see whom? Pip,
Pip dropped the trousers. Cheerio. And
elementary, Watson. I stepped over to Pip's flat where she serviced me.
Which head was it? It was the Muppet head.
No. That's
I had to be red-arsed for it, but it was worth it.
I got all this blue fur in between my teeth. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was a Muppet head, you see.
Oh, I thought we were talking about me again. I'm like,
blue fur.
I didn't know. I'm like, it's not blue.
Well, it could be.
How? I'm not doing a Smurf.
Well,
how's it going to be blue? I'm not smashing Smurf right into my crotch.
It's like a purple.
Purple. I'm not sticking it in a car door either. What are you talking about?
Are you screwing Prince?
I'm going to make it purple rain, Joe.
Yes.
What crotches have you come across that were blue and purple?
Did you blow a clown? Stand Pip, don't you know Pip? Right there, I'm going to come. And like confetti comes out.
Awesome. Best blowjob
awesome
ever.
Ever.
It really really would be a party whore, and then wouldn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Joe's girl says the Cookie Monster. Yeah.
Yeah. See, she's hungry. Feed her. Nom 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 cock. Nom 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 nom. C is for cock, and cock is for me.
Trucker Tom says, if you heard a giant, a loud thud, that was my heart on softening rapidly to British Pip.
wait, hold on. I think what needs to be addressed is why did he have a hard on prior to that?
That was all yours.
All right.
Tommy's on fire tonight.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and he stepped away because he had things to do.
Well,
and
enough.
He walks right back in.
It's not an option for us.
Oh, I'm still stuck here.
All right. Well, speaking of cocks, the next one is cock up. To majorly screw up. I arrived late to the tea party. What a cock up. That's like an impression of a screw up or a fuck up.
Yeah. Actually, I like this one a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, when I hear cock up, I'm like, ooh, somebody's excited.
Yeah. Well, and you would. But
I would.
I think a cock up is like a fuck up, a screw up.
Does it need the British accent?
No, I don't think so. I would say it was all cocked up.
I don't know.
No?
No.
I think fuck is good.
If I said something was cocked up, you'd know what I meant, wouldn't you?
No.
I'd have an idea it wasn't good, Joe.
You know.
It has a negative connotation in that.
Well,
way.
Cock is never good unless you're the one possessing.
I mean,
one
the only thing,
it
the only explain, the only
That's
way, you know, cock up, I could use it, you know, is explaining me when I get up in the morning. But
really,
he had to go for the morning wood.
Thank you, Blue Pill.
Blue Hawk friend.
Blue Hawk with a blue pill. He's gonna get a blue waffle.
Oh! And thanks for that, Trucker Tom, because I'll never get that out of my head.
Trucker Tom, bringing blue waffles to the masses.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't, if you're listening to this, don't Google it. Don't.
I think they just opened up a blue waffle house in Ohio.
I'd rather go there than a regular waffle
house. I'll have them splattered and scattered if you don't mind.
Oh, don't look. Don't look.
Right. This next one I've never heard of. Gormless, clueless, lacking intelligence, foolish. James is so gormless when he forgets to bring tea. I don't like that word at all.
The only place I've ever seen that is in Harry Potter, and I just thought it was a dumb word.
Okay.
It annoys me.
You mother.
Gormless. It sounds like worms, gormless.
I'm not a fan.
No.
I like it. Gormless. Yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
He can't. He is.
Davin is so gormless.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious. Mm. Came up with that all by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Did I cock that up?
Yes, you did. Because you couldn't tell from the context of your sentence what it meant.
Yeah, no.
So that's what you'd have to
say. Yeah, you really couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's like...
But when you add less to something, you never think better.
No, you don't think good. It's well, no, guileless means, you know, without guile. So it's like not with pretense, just honest. So that's good.
Gorm is a very interesting word.
Gorm. It sounds like worms to me.
Gorm.
When you walk into a bar, sometimes they say, Gorm!
Never.
I want an apology for what you
said. So do I for the past 4 years. Is one coming?
Or what you say. You've got the...
Bullocks.
Bullocks.
Stupid. Really? It really ruins your put down when you have to check your notes, you jackass.
Hold on. I was a Muppet on that one.
You most certainly were.
But you've got the bullocks to say that after the comments you made. You cocked up, Muppet.
Most certainly did when I said, Joe, please come back next week.
Side off.
So you're pro-gormless, Joe?
Yes.
No. All right. Yeah. Naff. Incredibly uncool. By now, hair scrunchies are naff. Naff! Naff, Shang!
Naff! 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 Naff!
See, that one belongs with a Jersey accent.
Naff.
Yeah, it's a very harsh word. You know what? Joe's so naff.
Well, that's because that's the way we say the vowel sound.
I think nap is uncool. Saying nap is uncool.
Yeah, I do too.
Nap?
Naff.
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 I don't like the word.
I don't like it either.
It's a harsh word. It should mean something worse.
Yeah, it should. It doesn't.
It sounds
good.
like if you got like a knot in your pubic hair.
Wait, what now?
If you got a knot in your pubic
hair. No, I heard you. What now? A knot in your... You learn how to tie shoes with shoelaces, not your crotch. What is wrong with you? A knot in your... What are you brushing it? I should have used conditioner down here. What the hell?
But if you were brushing your pubic hair and the comb got caught, then you go, I got a little nap.
How long is that shit? Are you... I know you don't do a comb over with your head. Are you doing it with your cock? Well, I don't understand.
But that's... It sounds like something... Like if you got a knot in your pubic hair, it would be called a nap.
Who would have a knot in their pubic hair? You
don't
twirl it.
A porn star having a rough day and bored? I don't know.
They wax. They shave. There's no naps down there.
Well, it's the 70s.
If somebody,
in this scenario.
That's right. So somebody had a, you know, a knot in
their pubic hair.
A
tongue is stuck and the poor girl's just trying to get away and it's all tied up?
It sounds like that.
You ever get braces locked?
No, I never had braces.
Oh, neither did I, but I understand that it's really not a good thing to happen.
I don't think I've ever kissed anybody with braces. Maybe, no. Retainer, maybe.
There's always time.
Not me.
Yay, let's go get some 12-year-olds, doodah.
The doodah. Let's go get some 12-year-olds. What am I saying?
It's
going to
cost a lot of tolls, but it might be worth it.
Yeah, nap. Sounds like if your pubic hair got a knot in it.
Trucker Tom says, David, I left the barrel unlocked for you. Come on in.
As far as what?
Tom said. I'm not sure which thing
I don't
sent
know.
You to the barrel, but he apparently believes you belong in there.
Okay. Enjoy your naff, Tom. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know.
I like the way this one sounds. Numpty. An old school way of calling someone stupid. You dim-witted numpty.
That's funny.
I like numpty, but I don't think you have to add dim-witted to it.
No.
No, it doesn't need it.
No.
No. It reminds me of the Humpty dance.
Me too.
Do the numpty dance. That's the numpty dance.
Will you look at me like I wrote
that? Who else am I going to look to? The cat left a long time ago.
And left his mark.
Cat's like, oh, she's wearing her pants. I'm waiting. I'm waiting, Pippi Licks. I'm waiting. You'll put the, you'll unfill them sometime.
They're going to come off sometime.
Then I shall strike. Not. I'll pee on your pants, Pippi Licks. I hear you like that.
I'm biting my tongue. I'm rubbing its little paws together.
The thing is, Maui's such a sweet cat.
I know.
A baby.
No, he loves me. She wouldn't pee on my pants. No.
Oh, your cats hate you? Is that why they do it?
Apparently.
No, she's back. Ugh.
They let me leave the house smelling like their pee.
I think Numpty's my favorite so far.
I like that one a
numpty.
Lot.
I like Numpty. I think anything with Umpty, because I'm going to Humpty.
Humpty.
Stick it in your Umpty. Give it a lum tum tum thumpty.
Is that the words from the Humpty dance?
It could be.
It could be, but I don't think it was.
Do the
it?
Dance, do the dance, do the Humpty
do
hump.
Dance. Yeah, do the Humpty
do
hump.
Me, baby. Do the hump to hump. That's part
barely,
of it.
Yeah,
that's
I barely remember
early
that.
90s. Yeah. Early 90s. Good stuff.
You don't know this, Joe?
No.
You don't know the Humpty dance?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, well, Joe wasn't cool.
No, I was cool. That's why I don't know it.
Then what happened? What's the matter? You got distracted with all the knots in your pubic hair?
Let me tell you, that was pretty naff.
It was not.
Oh, it was your Gorm joke that sent you to the barrel.
I don't even remember it.
I don't either. I wiped that out of my
Thank goodness
head.
The den secretary is keeping the minutes.
Oh, yes. He's got a scorecard for when we blow our...
Go on.
He's got a scorecard. Must look like a deficit clock.
I'm sure it does.
Stupid Obama. And the last one. Blimey O'Reilly. You know, I'm getting a little sick of his shit every day on Fox. An expression of shock borrowed from the Irish. Blimey O'Reilly, I'm totally pissed.
Stupid.
See, I can totally see myself watching Fox News and going, Blimey O'Reilly!
Now you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't...
It's too much. Too wordy.
Yeah, expression of shock. No, Blimey O'Reilly.
But you know what? I it could be the type of thing, if you grew up with Blimey O'Reilly, I could see using that.
I could see using it, yeah, if you were used to it. But in my neighborhood, half the neighborhood would have turned around. A lot of Irish.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I understood.
Yeah, okay.
Every time I'm silent doesn't mean I'm disgusted. Sometimes I listen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a lot of times I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I was getting disgusted from that. Now, I was getting wait, do we have a word for... disgusted.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
Pippi
list.
Alex.
Blimey O'Reilly. It sounds like something like the old generation would use.
Yeah. We are the old generation. What are you talking about?
I mean, like a grandfather or something like that.
The greatest generation.
Yeah, you're damn right they were.
They had words like Blimey O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Instead of shut up, stupid, you motherfucker.
True.
Much more elegant.
I can hear my, in my mind's eye, I can hear my Nana saying Blimey O'Reilly much more than shut up. motherfucker.
Well, you really should have been. You really should have seen what she said when you left.
Yeah.
But no, Joe's right. It is something that, you know, you think of a past generation saying.
Yeah.
Because it sounds rhymey. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is rhymey. It
rhymes. And old timey.
I know. An old timey. Rhymey and old timey.
Yeah. I like
Blimey that. O'Reilly. Look at him sitting right
there. You know what's really funny?
Are you a pirate? I don't understand.
It's an English accent.
No, it's not.
It is.
It was.
Not a good
it
one.
It was an English accent.
There's lots of them.
That started as Yosemite Sam.
There's plenty of them. No, there's not.
There's lots of English accents.
Are you doing all right, stupid. You do an English accent.
Why? That's not what I did.
No, I'm challenging you.
Oh. Because
you can't. Because you can't.
I saw the gauntlet.
Because you can't.
Try one.
Because you can't.
I like what you want matters.
No, because you can't. You're a chicken.
He was pointing.
Bagawk! I said bagawk! There's a chicken accent.
I said you are a chicken.
Bagawk!
By the way, Tom has a good line from Blimey O'Reilly. He says, isn't that a song by The Who?
Yeah.
There's a song by The Who called Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blimey O'Reilly. Yeah, that's the outtake.
Spare some pence, sir. That's my British accent. Not bad.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Please, sir, some more porridge, please.
What was he eating? What was Oliver eating? Please, some more. What did he get?
Probably
gruel?
Naff.
Was it gruel
yeah, it was
or something?
Gruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be eating filet mignon.
For
please,
your
sir,
life.
I have some more.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Never read it.
Oh.
Never read Oliver Twist.
Or saw the movie or a play or anything?
There was a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that's how you came in contact with that work of art.
Well, actually, the Cockney, he's doing like a lot of the characters in Oliver.
Yeah, like that's by choice. Like he has like Joe just has a wealth of British accents that he's using in his mental Rolodex. Which one is going to be for this word? That's what's going
Oliver.
On right now.
Gruel, thanks, Lisa. Lisa was coming in with the food that Oliver.
Gruel, you'll never see gruel on a menu. Is the gruel fresh? it's one thing you never see. It's gruel.
It's very rustic. I like eating it. The gruel is very rustic.
Yeah.
It's made with spoiled porridge.
Let me tell you the specials we have today. We have gruel.
Wait, is that New England or Manhattan gruel?
Yeah, yeah, nobody orders gruel.
No.
I sent the gruel back. Was it no good? Well, yeah, it's supposed to be.
Because it's gruel.
It's gruel, stupid.
It's like, they don't even serve gruel in jail.
Now drink your bath water and get out of my place.
Amazing. The place got 5 stars.
Oh, Chef Ramsay gruel.
Let me tell
it's the
you,
best gruel you
put
can get.
That in Brooklyn, those dumb hipsters get a taste of it, they'd be lining up for this shit.
Oh, my God. That would actually
be... It's gruel,
be
not falafel, Joe. Yeah.
That would actually be a hipster name for a restaurant. Gruel. Eat
just
a gruel.
Go in, eat shit food, and look... And
yeah, and Joe would be like, this gruel rules!
Yeah. Come on, we're going to go to gruel. We're going to have shit food and be judged.
By the waitstaff. Yeah. And they'll find us lacking.
Not
every
a bad
time.
Theme restaurant.
No.
It's better than hanging shit on the wall like Applebee's.
Wait a minute. That's my house.
I like all the kitschy stuff.
I do too.
So then you go
so
to
So fuck you.
Wow.
You're really married to the kitschy shit, aren't you, Joe? You like Golden Corral. What are you talking about?
Oh, I love the Golden Corral.
There's a chocolate fountain. Do-da. Skip right in, stupid.
I like the kitschy stuff on the walls. It's fun.
Yeah, I know. You decorated your whole house that way.
Yes. glue gun. Slap it on the wall. Done. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm back with you.
I hope when we get invaded, they go to her house first.
They'll just...
They'll go back.
Yeah,
go
back. You know, I don't know why we thought they had such nice
never
things.
Never mind. Get back in the tank. We're getting out of here.
It's like, oh,
tank?
My God.
I don't think they're going to have tanks, Joe.
Why won't they have tanks?
Tanks aren't really a war thing anymore. They don't really have tanks anymore.
Don't they?
They kind of went out.
Sure.
Yeah, like if you're in Russia.
But
we have tanks.
No,
we have the
tanks.
Abrams
yes.
M1 tank.
Yeah, but we don't use them anymore. We bomb them from above.
But sometimes
there's still
you
ground
use the
war.
Tank. Yeah, still ground
when
war.
When was the last time you saw an American tank rolling into town?
Well, they use the, I mean, I haven't, but I mean, they use...
That's my point.
They use the other vehicles.
They
the
use
time,
them because they're built.
Yeah.
But you never go, you know what we need more of? Tanks. It's a shame. It's a cool vehicle.
Okay, Field Marshal, thank you.
Finally, the respect I deserve. So do you, when, like, I find sometimes when I watch these British movies...
Yeah.
I don't understand what they're saying.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, it's English, but I don't know.
Mr. Helix has that problem every once in a while, too. So we have to, it's like, if they're going really fast and it's like a really deep accent, it's like, oh, no.
I was a major Monty Python fan. I used to be on Channel 13 when I was a kid. And I love those guys. But sometimes you'd be listening like, what in the hell? They're speaking English, but I don't understand a word.
And it's their language, so you can't really go speak right, stupid.
Yeah. Speak no.
I mean, it's named after what they are.
The most difficult, like, a British Isles accent for me is Scottish. I sometimes have no idea what they're talking about. My friend Barry lives in Northumberland, which is very close to Scotland. So they, I mean, he actually says I when he means yes. Mm. It's
wait, what?
Oh, I.
They say I.
I.
That means like,
the eyes have it?
Yeah.
All right.
They say it. Like,
but we know that.
Yeah, I know.
I.
He uses it in conversation. You know, if you'll say, oh, you know, those people are so silly. I. And he's not being a pirate. That's how he normally
no,
speaks.
No, but pirate is the one accent that I think if we're going to make a change.
Yes.
And have a nationalized accent, I think pirate would be the best one.
That is a great suggestion.
Everybody wants to be a pirate.
Arr.
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 Arr. I got rid of Pip Helix. She'd be a scallywag. I mean, it's... it doesn't...
I'm Mimichi. I agree. Oh, wait a minute.
She walked the plank. Arr. Her pants were covered with pee.
Arr. It was from the pirates.
Arr, this is the president now. Arr, we all be speaking like this from now on. Arr.
Everybody agrees. Says I.
Yeah, no more a pirate care. Obamacare. It's pirate care. Arr.
Arr. That would be a good thing if you were a pirate. If it's pirate care.
Yeah, not a good eye program. Arr.
Arr. I need to get a copay on my hook. Arr. Yeah, copay on the hook. Copay on the hook. That's right, parrot. Arr. Arr, parrot. Ah, it's me, parrot. Hi, parrot.
Hello.
We're speaking like this from now on.
Yes, we are.
Arr, we'll watch stupid look at this. Arr, make stupid walk the plank. Arr.
Okay. No.
Joe stopped. I was just waiting. I'll let it run its course.
Hurts my voice.
It hurts my ears.
Want a cracker?
It's a fun accent.
Want a cracker?
You never hear a gay pirate?
Aye.
No, that was just gay.
No, that was just gay. Wait a minute. How would you do a gay parrot?
R. No. Was that it?
Wait. The arm. Uh-huh. The arm swing. Like, oh.
It'd be a hook.
Bye, Felicia.
R. I want you to walk the plank. Ooh,
no, that's just gay. That. That's pirate and gay.
That's Paul Lynde on the plank.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do gay parrot.
I'm looking for a swab. Oh, you called? Not a swish, a swab. R.
No, it's a swabby.
It's a swabby, not a swishy.
Swabby.
A yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. I don't know. My hand does go
your
up.
Your hand, you do gay, and your hand flies up in the air like, hello.
That's his flamboyant move.
I know, the flamboyant move.
Like it's choreographed, Joe.
That's essentially is. And yes, sorry.
Yeah,
that's, sorry.
Yeah, the hand
sorry.
Goes up and there's
but
a
everybody
snap
raises the hand when they do the gay voice.
No, hey. No.
You
no,
have,
no,
if
no,
you're
going to
do it properly.
Then
Joe, do your gay voice.
Well, I never been so insulted in all my life.
But see, now if you're saying something like that, now he grabbed his hands together.
Yeah, that's a different type of gag.
No, but when you're being flamboyant, you're like, hey.
Yeah, because you're peacocking.
You have to, you know, and well, you have
you
to
know
step.
The term?
No, but that's what, when you make yourself, when you present yourself to be bigger.
Bold and.
It's called peacocking.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a gay term, it's a term.
Yeah. And
stupid.
And he just
stupid
thought
Muppet.
He just thought it was gay because it said cocking there.
He's like, peeing cock, yay!
Oh.
Arr!
I just like the triple snap.
Well, were the Pirates of Penzance gay? I mean, because they were like...
They had to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing musical theater.
I know.
I mean, I guess those would be your gay pirates.
Yeah, watch where you put that hook.
Arr, we'd be called Butch Pirates.
Oh my God.
I'm a rump wrangler. Western's over there.
I walk the plank and know your role, be stupid.
Oh, did you say plank?
Now where be our yo-ho-ho and a rollo bum? Come.
Lisa says gay pirates sashay the plank.
Can
like
you imagine? Like it's a catwalk.
It's a catwalk.
They're killing in the pen.
Shake your little hook on the catwalk. On the catwalk.
On the plank.
I am so sexy. Hold on. From my hook, so sexy. From my patch, so sexy.
I'm so sexy.
Arm,
don't
so sexy.
Ruin it. I have this somewhere.
You do have this.
I know I have rights.
It'll
at
be great tomorrow right afternoon when you find it.
I think I know I have rights at Fred in here.
I'm
of course you do.
No, in the show stuff. Cause
I like Joe's version. I'm too sexy for my patch.
Too sexy for my hook. Too sexy for my pirate. Arr.
I'm too sexy for my parrot. Too sexy for my parrot. Bring on the rum.
Now. Here we go. All right. Now, hold on. When I hit the music, do it properly. I knew I had it. Get your ass up here.
But I love the spontaneity. Hold on, everybody. Wait.
Are you a fucking engineer or something? You asshole. You couldn't even engineer Thomas the Tank Engine, you moron.
Hold on, let me stop what I'm about to play to yell at you.
No, because he's being a douche. Now I'm playing the music, now prance.
Everybody pretend I just came up with it.
Well, if I had a professional, this would be done, but I have you.
Jack that up.
All right.
And the music, too.
Well, if you're going to sing to it, I got to get this as loud as
it is. Oh, yeah.
So.
You want to do the first one, Joe?
I already did it.
I told you to wait. As usual, you came too soon.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, I know. You're always in a rush. Yeah. There's always somebody else to disappoint. I'm aware. Don't sing the real song.
I know. I'm sorry. I got caught up.
It's a flashback.
Yeah, sing a line.
Let me sing. Where are they?
No, you guys were doing it.
No, good. We're done.
I ruined it.
You
should have waited.
Wait for what? For improv? We'll stand.
It's not your strength.
I'm so stupid with the computer. We have to wait for the music.
We knew we were going to need this song.
We're having an argument with this song in the background.
Because you're being a douche. I didn't know we were going to do gay pirates. I didn't know Lisa was going to come out with sashaying down the plank. How was I supposed to
know? Like we're in a dressing room with La Caja Fall.
You know? You know what? I blame Lisa. Maybe she should have ran it by me.
He threw his earphones.
He's done. Maybe. You ruined Zaba.
You ruined Right Said Fred.
That's funny.
You're an asshole. We can't play anything nice with you. We were trying to sashay down the catwalk, shake our little hook down the catwalk, and you ruined it. I'm too sexy for this boat, too sexy for these sails, too sexy for this plank.
There you go.
Say it's not hard.
It's not hard. Wait.
Then it won't be sucked off.
On the plank walk, yeah. I shake my little rum on the plank walk. So sexy for my patch, are so sexy for my parrot, so sexy.
No, I'm too sexy for my parrot. Hey, where are you putting that carrot?
Hey, where are you putting that carrot?
Too sexy for my rum.
What are they up to?
I don't know. I'm not listening.
This song makes me want to shop for a silk shirt.
I go, we're not listening. Tom goes, I noticed you weren't.
Shut up.
We're just singing anything.
Got a point, though. When he's right, he's right.
Tom says, I'm too sexy for a bullet. Eat one.
Really, Jim Norton? Is it time for yellow rain, too? A hard rain?
What's that?
Jim Norton.
Oh, okay.
Hard rain, right?
No, it's yellow rain.
I think it's hard rain.
Monster rain.
Oh,
monster rain.
It involves pain.
Yeah. Yellow discipline. It's called yellow discipline.
Yellow discipline. That's what the cats gave me. Yellow discipline.
You learned your lesson. So did the chiropractor.
I was a physical therapist.
That's same thing.
That's what I gave him. Yeah. You will be disciplined. That's what you get for making me wait. I pee upon myself and make you touch it. I pretend it's the cats. What? Devin's looking at me like, it can't possibly get worse.
No,
I'll give it a shot.
I know when you guys don't quit when it comes to sucking.
And that used to be an attribute.
Yes, but those were in your younger unfurling days. Once you start unfurling your clothes, nobody wants you sucking. I mean, I know you got to try harder, but still, there's an image that we can't get past.
I know.
Like it's like a damn pirate sail. It's a leg from her pants. It's not a sail.
It's got the Jolly Roger on it. Holy crap, those are big pants.
It's not a skull. It's the whole friggin' skeleton.
That's the unjolly Roger.
God damn. I've never seen a fat skeleton before. What the hell is going on that sail?
Hold on a second. It's going to take us a while to hoist this one up there.
Be pulling harder, boys.
Yeah, seriously. Like, never talk about getting undressed and say unfurl again. That's, like, the best advice I can give you.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, when you see that, like, a million cocks go soft. Like, seriously.
Apparently, I do that even with my British accent. I made Tom, like, just go back into his body.
All right, be fucking myself now.
Arr, I be inverted.
Arr, I be cockneyed in my cocky. Come here, parrot. Pull it out. It's not a worm.
Biting, biting. Oh, bad parrot.
Ah, more, more cocks.
Not, not a...
All right, too. I could do a parrot.
Not a cracker. Not a cracker. Let go.
Yeah, but yeah, never unfurl.
Unfurl, okay.
Joe, would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
That was not sexy.
No.
No, no, no.
There's a Santa.
Unfurl, how could unfurl be sexy?
I wasn't going for sexy when I
you
was.
You sure weren't. No,
when
no,
I was
no.
bringing up the pee-pee pants, I really wasn't going for sexy.
Another non-sexy word.
Here's
as well.
What you need to know about Pip Helix's unsexiness. You have choice.
Wait, why do you open that scroll? Stop that.
It could be unfurling of the clothing or that she's walking around in pee-pee pants. You know, you gotta pick. There's so many options on why Pip Helix is repulsive.
Honey, I'll be home soon.
Seriously. Mr. Helix, like, heard this. He unfurled his trousers, slammed his cock in the car door, and go, I want none. Now I have a purple crotch like they were talking about.
By the way, why I walked past your car. How come you have a button on the back of your headrest?
Wait.
That's where he aims for.
What is
when he pulls out?
Well, it was just I wanted it to go someplace, and it's kind of a soft, spongy spot, and so it's just like okay, well,
what
there.
Kind of button? What does the button say?
It says if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
I got you. That'd be a good name for the show.
But vaguely political, but just kind of about everything. Mm. Yeah, it actually does work for the show.
You wanted the world to see it in the back of a headrest.
Yep. Yeah, actually, probably not the first thing for a cop to see when he's sidling up against my car, huh?
Well, you're the right color. You'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
You'll be okay.
I'm extra white.
Oh, I got to tell you this, then we got to get out of here.
All right.
This is what my life, like, people, why is he in such a bad mood all the time? Because these are the phone calls I field several times a day from my mother.
Uh-oh.
I was watching on the news.
Uh-oh.
Listen to me. She watches too much news. Listen to me. If you get pulled over by a cop, here's what you should do so you don't get shot. Ma! I'm white. I got this.
Really?
I mean, she's calling me up with safety tips for the cops.
She cares about a little damage.
I understand, but I mean, enough's enough.
Did she think that you were actually in danger of being shot by the cops because she watches too much TV?
I don't know. We're going away next week, and she's like, I just want you to know. We got a triptych from AAA. We're going to mail you some pages.
A
not
triptych?
A triptych.
Yeah.
They
yes.
still do that.
Why is she sending you a telegraph with it?
But that's just it.
A triptych. They still make them?
Apparently.
You know what's really hilarious is when you go to AAA, I mean, back in the day when you'd go there, they'd, like, flip through every page of it for you. And if you're going on, like, I-95 or something, there'd be pages and pages of I-95.
Oh, yeah,
and they'd
yeah.
highlight every page
Oh,
for
yeah.
you.
My mom, when I used to go to Williamsburg, my mom and my grandmother, oh, we have to get the triptych. I have the triptych from last year.
Yes.
And it would
yes. Yes, but I'm still fielding these phone calls.
Explain to your mom that it's 2015, that nobody should be using a triptych since, like, 2003?
Yes, Joe, I explain. Well, I'm just trying to be help. You don't have to be so nasty. you just called.
He doesn't give a damn who he yells at, does he?
No.
Do you yell at your mother?
But I'm trying to get shit done, and she just tells me how not to get shot, and Kraft is has a recall on their Kraft singles. We don't buy Kraft singles. The wife thinks it's crap. We go to the deli. We're not buying the cheese food. We're buying cheese. I'm fielding these phone calls of help. I don't want help. When I do want help, none's coming. So, this is yes, I get a little aggravated.
Has your mom ever heard of the GPS?
Yes, because my father has one, because I got him one.
So why do you need a triptych?
Yeah.
To highlight the things that you could do while you're down there.
Like slicing your wrists?
Yeah. No, but like, well, I don't know what you know. Here, there's attractions. Maybe you'll see. Mom, there's an internet. We've been there before.
Wait, these are all the places where you can hide from the cops.
But yes, this is what I deal with. I can't be the only one.
And Lisa's going, use your GPS, modern GPS. She's
well, yeah, I mean.
She's with you.
But triptych.
I know.
Wow.
That really was a blast from the past.
This one I got. We're mailing you today, so you should check your mail. We're sending you 30% off at Kohl's. For the wife.
Okay. That was
still
like
a good deal.
I know, but
I was like, your hand didn't fly up in the air and snap, so I think we're still
okay. I mean,
okay.
On the one hand, you go, well, 30% off, 30% off. But on the other hand,
yeah, first thing you say, well,
but get it, we're still at the stage of cutting out coupons and putting them in snail mail. You can get all this stuff online. You just swipe. You just show them your little phone, and they run the little barcode scan of that 30% off.
I know. But you know what? I am still somewhere. I don't have a smartphone, and I'm still like in the dark ages. And so some of this stuff makes sense for me. Maybe she should mail that crap to me. I would appreciate some of it. Hey.
I don't know if they have the unfurling section at Kohl's.
I could unfurl the triptych and know where I was going.
I think if you're unfurling, you're a Lane Bryant type of gal, my dear. Once you start treating it like Old Glory. Yeah, you have left Kohl's. You're going to Lane Bryant or Ocean is coming at me.
Once you have to bring in a grounds crew.
Yeah. Once the New York Yankees are using it to cover the infield during a rainstorm. Once they start doing YMCA while holding your pants.
Hold your pants. Well, Tom says, how not to get fucked up by the cops. Number one, do what they ask. Number two, shut the hell up. Good points.
Yeah, but
they,
points. You can't do that because they ask you questions, so you can't shut the hell up.
No, you have to answer them, but it's like,
that's
stop.
Where it goes so wrong.
You will stop going. You're like, why'd you pull me over? What's this for? Bye, bye.
Yeah, but nobody asked why you pull me over.
I know. It's like, shut up. They'll get to it.
Will we be doing the shooting now or in 5 minutes?
I need to know because I'm expecting an important phone call.
I've wanted to die in a jail. How can we make this happen?
Oh, God.
Jewish lives matter. And then it happens to be a German cop. He goes, not really.
Not to me.
This is not your lucky day.
My name is Helmet.
I have to walk the stupid line, and he wants me to goose step, and it's terrible. It never goes that well for me. But these are the phone calls I field during the day while I'm trying to get stuff done. It's like, Ma, I know you're bored, but I'm trying to get stuff done here. I don't care about craft singles.
When my brother wasn't working, he used to sometimes call me at work and say, did you see about that airplane crash? I'm like, how would I see about the airplane crash? I'm at work. I'm not at home watching television. I don't have the news on. I don't know what happened.
Did I tell you?
And what am I supposed to do about it?
Years ago.
You should call someone.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago, I'm working at a defense company, and I'm on top of a...
Which reminds me. Get out there.
I'm working at a defense company, and I'm on top of a trailer. Well, I'm loading a trailer load of chain link fence. And I'm on top of the trailer. I'm like... 15, 20 feet high in the air on a thing. And I get a phone call. Joe, phone call. Joe Curry, phone call. I get the high-low to pick me up, bring me down. I run into the office. It's Joanne. Do you think Brad Pitt's gay?
You need to find out.
I go, I'm on top of a chain link trailer. I couldn't care if he was getting it in the ass from three hippopotamuses. What are you?
Wait a second.
That
I kind of want to know.
No,
I mean, that you stop. Listen, if you got pictures of that.
I want to see that on TMZ.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I want to see that interview.
Yeah, I actually
the stupid hippos. Not right now. I'm hungry and I'm fucking.
I actually would jump off the.
Horny hippos.
Well, they always did put balls in their mouths. So it's possible.
I'm the horny hippo. I'm looking for Tom Cruise. I'm not going to be a Scientologist.
No.
There's no Scientology when you're a hippo.
I'm sorry, but that horny hippo already knows where Tom Cruise lives, if you know what I mean. Mm.
I don't think he's coming on this show to promote Mission Impossible.
No.
Wouldn't that be funny if he did?
That's hilarious that you called and asked you that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's when women have to die. When you get that type of call, go, you know what, you should probably not be home when I do. You probably should get out.
It's like, did you really call me at work to ask me this? And how would I know?
I could understand that. Joe just sashaying around with Brad Pitt.
I was pissed. Why would I?
Of course you were.
Of course you were.
You were doing work.
Yeah.
You were earning a living.
Yeah.
You were putting a roof over her head, and she stopped you for that. Of course you were pissed.
Yeah, and she's home. Do you think Brad? Oh, I get pissed about it.
But why did she think that you knew?
Because she's Joanne. And
is that one of the complaints in the divorce? And then she asked me if I thought Brad Pitt was gay. I mean, it's not even John Travolta. It's a ridiculous question. Of course he's not gay. He's banging Angelina Jolie.
I think it actually should be in the court documents.
That is awesome.
I know.
That's the type of questions I field, too. Not from the wife, though.
My mother once got annoyed with me because I didn't call her back fast enough.
See, and I'm pleased when you don't. Oh, well, yeah. The phone rings. The house line rings. Nobody answers. The cell phone rings. Nobody answers. Now we call the wife's cell phone. Now we call this distant device. Then we go back, rinse, repeat. Like, where are you? Ignoring you.
Oh, my mom, if you were in the barrel and my mom and you in the barrel.
I don't remember doing shows when you were a child.
No, but my mom, and I wasn't a child. I was in my mid-20s. If my mom was pissed at something and she didn't like something, she would toy with you till she got bored. She hated.
Like a cat with a mouse.
I like this.
It was. She hated this girl I dated. Could not stand her. Because they were both legal. They were both executive secretaries, and they both thought they were the queen.
Uh-oh.
And there was only one queen. So they did not like each other. So I'm over at my girlfriend's house, and they get a phone call. And my girlfriend goes, Joe, your mom's on the phone. I go, yeah, Mom, what's up? One of your friends is dead. And I'm like, my God, who? Oh, I can't remember every damn thing. I'm a secretary during the week, not on a Saturday.
One of your friends is dead now. Guess which one?
And it turned out it was like an acquaintance of mine. It was a friend. But that's what she said. She literally said that.
Oh, my God.
I go, whoa, I can't remember every damn thing.
Oh, my God.
And I know she did that because she did that, you know, because one of the war, but just to piss me off.
And to wreck your night.
To wreck my night, to do it on purpose. She would do.
It doesn't sound like a mother, more like a wife. A little bit, right?
I traded one to another.
A little bit. Well, you know what? You were trained early, and then you moved up. My mom was upset because I hadn't called back soon enough, so she called the police.
What?
Yes. And the police.
She wanted you shot?
The police came to my house and did a welfare check.
A welfare check?
That's what they do.
What, did they give you money?
stamps?
No.
Oh, you look very poor, judging by this collection.
Ooh. Oh, what do I smell? It smells like cat piss.
Here's $25, dear. Get some new pants.
Yes, I've been rolling in it. No, I was taking a nap, and this was back when I had a roommate. And she answered the door, and the police are there. She's like, can I help you? And they're like, we're looking for Pip Helix. And she's taking a nap right now. And he's like, I'm sorry, but her mother called. She's very concerned about her. I have to see her.
That's awesome.
And see if she's okay.
I have to see her.
No, but that's a welfare check. If somebody's concerned, they
but
have to
see
you. But
don't they have to wait 24 hours?
Apparently not.
This is a bored cop.
I could just see. And now, ma'am, we have to see your vegetables. Your mom wants to know if you're eating them. Are you drinking?
We've
milk,
had a
ma'am?
Complaint, ma'am. You haven't cleaned your room.
let me see your vitamin jar. Wait, there's still a lot in here. Have you been taking them every day like you're supposed to?
Ma'am, we're getting reports that you didn't wash behind your ears.
Ma'am, do you know you could grow potatoes in there?
The hearing we save could be yours.
Yeah. I've done number two today. I'm very concerned. Officer!
Oh, my God.
I know. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, I called her up and I read her the riot act. I'm like, don't do that because when something's really fucking wrong with me, they won't come. They're going to go, oh, it's my mother again.
Ma'am, we got a complaint that you raised your voice to your mother. Is this true?
Ma'am.
We're taking you in.
Ma'am, sit up straight. Sit up straight, ma'am.
Yeah, really.
Ma'am, you're going to... Don't slouch, ma'am. Don't slouch. Stop chewing with your mouth open, ma'am.
Ma'am, is that gum?
We came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. Ma'am, we're all out of bubble gum. We're going to have to kick your ass.
But meanwhile, put your gum on your nose. Put it there. Keep it there to remind you.
You got to like small town cops with nothing better to do.
Holy crap. I was just more... And, you know, it's like... I'm in my 90. I'm talking
did
to a cop
to
on my back.
Did you have to unfurl that, too,
porch.
When the cop walked in?
Well, that was a foot race to that one, huh?
90, it was a circus tent. What's she talking about?
What's that tag say? More sand?
Why is there a midget juggling?
More sand? I remember that place. I remember my Boy Scout shit there. It used to be an old camping place. More sand.
You could buy tents there.
They had everything there.
No idea what that is.
Dressed, no, it was before your
dressed
time,
by
actually.
More sand.
I used to get all, when I was in the Boy Scouts, I used to get all my stuff there.
Yeah, we used to choke that way. Yeah. Just by more sand.
Nice.
Tent company.
When you just want to get home and unfurl.
More sand. Unfurling.
Right. We should leave.
We should put these people out of their misery.
Slink away from the mics.
We've done a lot of terrible, terrible things. We had some good stuff.
There were some good things in there.
But a lot of terribleness surrounding it. A
lot of trips to the barrel.
Yeah, it was
yeah, it was a lot of time in
there.
A lot
of bow. But let's thank some people for making this happen.
Yes.
Family martial art is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. By the way, my kid is still pissed that I've not taken karate lessons.
Really?
Well, really?
Yes. She's pissed at this because she wanted to do it with me, but I just had so much going on.
Oh.
And now she's going to be a black belt. I'm not starting as a white belt like that.
Yeah.
She's pissed
yeah.
at me at that.
Like your ass.
And she apparently claims that I had agreed to wear a tutu and let her do my nails. I don't recall this, but for 4 years I've been hearing this too.
I don't think so.
It doesn't sound like something I do, but the wife swears by it too. I think they're out to get
well,
me.
Well, you got to keep your promise.
If you were the kind of dad that...
All right, Joe, it's time to leave. I promised. I promised you wouldn't be back.
If you were the kind of dad that regularly got drunk on the couch and, like, said yes to anything, I would buy it, but I... No.
It doesn't sound like something I would do.
No.
Unless I was nagged to the point of no return.
And you're just like, yes, yes, okay, yes!
And you can't tell your
even
kid to...
Then.
Yeah.
Even then.
You can't really tell your kid to sod off.
No, you can't. You should not.
But that has nothing to do with... No. Family martial arts.
No, Dyfus wants to hear about that, though. No.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, did you tell your kid to sign off?
So you want to go to family martial arts. Believe me, you want to do. They got great classes and everything. It's a great dojo. If you want to learn more, you call them up at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716. Or, of course, check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. I almost said New Jersey. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh biscuit and covered in homemade gravy. Doesn't that sound good? Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding or office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davins of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, if you need a comedian, a kids entertainer, you know, if they don't want them underneath an unfurled tent, you know, like make balloon animals, they could do the little characters on the face, anything you need. We can do characters. We'll have Joe come and entertain the kids. Maybe he'll wear a costume. Maybe he won't. Bands, karaoke, murder mystery. You want to go to Side-Splitting Productions, Side-SplittingProductions.com, Side-SplittingProductions.com. Phone number 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Everybody listen again this Thursday, August 6th. I'll be on TV. So you guys can tune into the Security Brief with Paul Violas at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Joe, do you have one more plug? Or are we out of here?
Yeah, I got one more. Thursday, I will be at the Space at Westbury Theater, 250 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York. It's going to be for a great cause. It's going to be for Autism Speaks. I'm going to be there with Margaret Champagne, Chris Monty. Show starts at 9:15 p.m. Hit me up on my page. I'll have all the information there.
Well, guys, I want to thank Jim Mulahy for coming on. Some great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, very good. Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, so we want to thank him for being in our demo of that. I mean, there's interest in the show and everything, but they just want to see how we can do it on their clock and everything. And,
right.
Thank you guys for putting up with us not screaming at each other for an hour.
It was like a nice respite for the den, I think.
It was. It was information without the hate.
The way you want to plug that show?
information.
The regular regular fans of the show.
Yeah, information without the hate. Never change. But it was good. We're going to be off next week. So,
yeah.
So we'll see you guys on August 18th. August 18th. We will be back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Sounded like it was an active den pen. Thank you guys for listening at home, wherever you are. Thank you guys for listening on replay. Fun tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, one more quick thing. Next Tuesday, because we're off, I'll be on Madhouse TV. Check it out, madhousetv.com, at 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It's a show, my buddy Benny Rizzuti. And they're going to, I was on when we had our last break.
Yeah.
So I'm going on again, and we're going to talk about all sorts of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
What a tease. We're going to shoot the shit. You should check it out. We're going to talk about all sorts of things. It probably is not horrible and hostile like this.
No, it's not.
No, they don't know you.
Yeah. No,
oh, it's nice and funny show. It'll be nice for a change.
Yes.
Mix it up a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be a Muppet on it. Do well for us, will you?
Yes, I always do.
Okay. Good. Well, anyway, what a whimper.
I got nothing to promote. I'm going to go to physical therapy and not smell.
There's a girl.
That's what I'm doing. That's a big goal.
I think you're setting the bar too high. But anyway, we all have our goals. Anyway, listen, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. Thanks, guys.
Good night.
Good night.